Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Bosworth and the Testicles. Hey, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. Bros Being Bros, officially sponsored by Pinterest. You've made it. It's time to bro the fuck out. It's bro theme night. I'm in my bro outfit. My bros are in their bro outfits. We got cool shirts on. We got Chicago Bulls buttons. We got a, is that a soccer jersey? That's not really bro-ish, but we're getting there.
Fuck you, bro.
We got cargo. Fuck you, bro. We got cargo shorts on. It's fucking going to be a good bro night. We're walking two people. That's fine. Only one of them was a bro. The other was some dumb broad. I don't want to see dumb broad faces. It's a character, everybody. We got an hour of character work tonight. Yeah, man, bro, it's all about Pinterest. You guys know what Pinterest is? The hottest site right now on the internet. This is what you do on Pinterest, man. I've been kicking ass at Pinterest all week, man. All right, so Pinterest, man, it's this board, right? It's this board on the internet. So you go on the internet, you find all these sweet boards. You find other sweet pics you like. Like me, well, on Wednesday, it's Weeping Wednesday. So I pinned all my fucking favorite athletes crying. Michael Jordan crying. Nailed it. Fucking Dawson from Dawson's Creek crying. He's my bro. He's on there. Politicians Thursdays. John Boehner crying. Got that shit on Pinterest. Rush Limbaugh crying because he's a sensitive motherfucker. That shit's on Pinterest. We are sponsored by Pinterest because we know how the fucking internet works like bros do. I'm sick of all these dumb bras all like, look at my shoes. I got bangs. I don't give a fuck about your bangs, man. Just show me that butt. You know what's on my Pinterest page? No women's faces. Lots of women's butts because that's cool. We got a fucking talk show for bros tonight. I'm sick of trying to be sensitive and caring and wearing stupid suits. Now I'm in a bro suit. You know how I know I'm in a bro suit? Take off my stupid hat and put on my bro hat, wearing my Cubs hat. Because that, yeah, what's up, Cubs hats? That's right. You booing my hat? I don't care because you're a woman. I don't listen to women. I listen to bro. I go to Pinterest to hear what dudes are talking about. Dudes are what matters. We got dudes on steroids and sweet dicks and bods, man. That's what it's really about. It makes me happy to realize, like, there's finally a scene for me, you know? I've been looking for a scene for so many years. I'm, like, 29, man. I'm getting old in the bro years, but all these bros are like, no, man, just pound some fucking beer. And I'm like, I will. I'm going to pound a beer right now and hang a fucking good time with bros. Who wants to pound some beers? Not these dumb bros, but the bros do. What's up, bros? Time to pound some beers. Hell yeah, that was a good-ass beer. It tasted like water. It's called High Life. It's a good fucking beer. Man, all these people are like, you gotta be more PC. You can't talk about sweet dicks and bods. I was like, fuck you, man. This is my time to shine. All these women are like, should I watch the talk show? No, this show isn't for you hipster ladies that don't know podcasts anyways. You're not going to download this shit. Only bros download this shit. This is going to be a long, awesome fucking show, man. Digging into it. I got so many strong opinions. This isn't a comedy show. This is a bro Morpheus thing. That's a thing. I made up words. Bros make up words. All these other people not making up words. Fucking assholes. You know how hard it is to do a character like this and not say faggot 30 times? It's real hard. I got a break for a second. Hold on. I'm wearing these shoes. I don't know how these bros do it. My feet are killing me right now. Oh, that feels better.
Try some sandals, bro.
Yeah, man. Oh, you got some sandals on, man? You got some sandals I could pop on these feet? Is there a bro term for feet? You actually, oh, sweet, man. That's a real bro. He's got my back, literally. He's literally behind me handing me sandals. Check out my drummer's back, Brian Bosworth's testicles. Look at the back of his shirt. Fuck terrorism. That's what it's about. Look at that shirt. He's got Osama bin Laden in the crosshairs. Guess what happened? The bros won. Wait, I just realized it made it sound like if you're not a bro, you're pro-terrorist. That's what I'm saying. If you're not a bro, you're pro-terrorist. Every woman is a terrorist. Stupid. Bro, people actually. Okay, I realize how we're going to do this show because this is hard to keep up. When I talk in my normal voice, this is whatever. Like, how do people like this stuff? Like, this stuff sells. Like, there's a reason this hat cost as much as it does, and that little stupid hat that I actually like cost about a nickel. Anyways, back to being a bro. Yeah, man, I was at the gym, and I was all like, fuck treadmills, I'm going to lift some weights and beat women. And I did. You see my fiance? She ain't here, because she knows what's up. Dumb broad. Thanks, bro. Yeah, man, we're going to have a good fucking night. And I want everyone in this room to remember, like, a few things. Number one, if you're a bro, Pinterest is the site for you. It's Pinterest. The official username for this show is YMTE. You could find our official Bros Being Bros officially sponsored by Pinterest board on the lines right now. Check it out. Tell me what to pin. Oh, broads can't tell me what to pin. I just delete. That's what I do when I see a woman's email. I delete it because that's what bros do. And I got two guys on the show tonight that are gonna teach me and other bros how to be more bro-like. I got this sweet band. We're gonna talk about sports. We're gonna talk about pounding beers, terrorism. Yeah, man, this is gonna be fun. Oh, they got sweet glasses too. I didn't even talk about that. The band's got sweet glasses, man. Where are your sweet glasses, ladies? You don't have any. You don't even know how to wear glasses. Figure that out. People actually like, I can't believe people go to shows like this. This is like a common thing at like the Riot at Comedy Club. Like right now, you can see a guy that like lives this and like isn't joking. He's actually the one winning. I don't want to do the winning thing. Dane Cook, there's an entire subculture of people that like this dumb shit. Oh, fuck. Why did we decide to do this? I know it's stupid, but like everything we do is stupid. And those are usually the fun things. I didn't realize it would be so hard to do. Anyways, back into character. Yeah, man, let's fucking party and shit. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Brian Bosworth's testicles. Yeah, bro. You know how I know that was a good song? The guitarist's eyes were closed, he had sunglasses on, and our drummer saluted him. That's how you know a song is good. What's up, bros? How are you guys doing? Show me with your actions and not your words, because you're not Mike. Just, oh yeah, that's a metal sign. That's kind of bro-ish. That's a better bro sign. Pumping your fist like a bro, and now they're Bash Brothers, because that's how shit works. Hey, bro. Yeah, we're doing it, shit. This side note, we're both, like, we both have, like, we're engaged to women. Like, this is weird. Anyway, yeah, man! I saw this comic, and he was all like, man, you don't know anything about fucking. And I was like, teach me, bro. So he's gonna do that tonight. He was, dude, fucking, don't listen to What Women Want. There's this whole Mel Gibson Nazi film called What Women Want. Fuck that guy. He's not a bro. This next guy, he's a bro. He was on the show a while ago, and he was all like, these are some of my sex tips. And I was like, let's get this shit going again. Back for a celebratory second appearance. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands for DC's funniest sex expert / cool bro, Sean Joyce, everybody. Yeah! Fuck yeah, Brian Bosworth's testicles. What's up, Sean?
Not much, man. I'm glad you keep breaking character, because I'm going to do that also.
What are you talking about?
The whole time. I'm going to do it. What was the hot mic?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
What's up? What's up about hot mics? How do you know when a mic is hot? You're a comic. Give us some comic advice.
Well, when you're a comic and sometimes you get the mic too close to your mouth and it sounds, you know, it gets a little bit, that's a hot mic right there, guys. That's comic advice, but that's not what we're here for, right?
No,
we
fuck that.
Sex advice.
Fuck yeah. So you're good at fucking.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at fucking. That's my specialty.
How? Yeah, man. Yeah. I want to be a good fucker,
that's my
too.
Thing. That's my whole thing. So I think if you're going to be a bro, you gotta get good at fucking. That's
yeah,
one
man.
Of the key aspects.
So number one, get good at fucking.
Absolutely. First, get good at fucking.
All right. That's good advice. How to be a bro.
And it, I think if you want to get good at fucking, the first thing you got to think about is where are you going to get the girls to fuck, you know? Where,
like,
where you find those girls?
Oh, like scouting.
Yeah, and so you live in D.C.?
I live in D.C.
Don't go out in D.C.
Oh.
Don't go out in
but
D.C.
But I don't have a car.
You got to take the metro into Arlington, okay? That's what you want to do.
All right, number two, get out of D.C.
If you hang out in D.C., you're going to end up with girls. They're going to have interesting jobs and personalities. And
you don't
that's
like
annoying.
That?
No, that's not what you want.
Okay, what do you want?
You're trying to fuck girls, man. That's
yeah,
it.
Man.
You're trying to fuck girls.
Chicks. I don't like girls.
You're
I ain't no
fuck
freak.
Chicks.
Fuck chicks, man.
Right, thank you. I appreciate all right. that. So, I'm, that's why I'm saying glad you broke character, because sometimes it's confusing. You're trying to fuck chicks.
Yeah.
In Arlington. You want to go there. They're going to have, they're going to be sorority type pasts. They have bro experience.
So previous bro experience.
They know what to do. Okay, it's not like that in D.C.
So. Okay, what do these broads do that's so cool?
They don't fucking is that's what that's their specialty. Fucking, they don't do any. They do other things. Those things aren't cool.
Oh, okay.
Girls in D.C. do cool things. They're not, you know, not as much fucking.
So when you're trying to be a cool bro fucking, you got to go away from cool things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get out into Arlington. That's where it happens. So and then I think you got to take into consideration how are you going to fuck them.
Like,
that's hard also.
In them or like places to.
No. How are you going to. That's a good. You're right.
Yeah, man. You got to clarify.
You're right about that. That how you.
Use
small
words.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely. Right. How are you going to get them to fuck you? I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I would never assume that. Bros don't get fucked. We fuck.
That's right.
That is true.
That's
I
right.
know that.
Consent is not an issue.
That word doesn't exist.
It's not an issue.
I don't like two-syllable words.
You're absolutely right. I would say, even if you're not into consent, you want to make things as easy as possible for
easy.
Yourself.
Easy. I like that two-syllable word.
You want to make
word.
It easy.
All right. So how do I make things easy?
You want to make things easy. There's different ways you can go about it. Like I was thinking about, you know, when you asked me
I don't
to
like
give
that.
You advice.
I don't like thinking.
I was using my gut.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I thought,
gut it up.
My gut
and
was
then
like,
to nut it up. You're trying to use your gut to nut it up.
That's good, man.
I know.
I thought Foodie was going to do all the same. Tonight you got one. Gut it up to nut it up.
I know, man.
That's good.
I'm on the same page.
That's right. Right. Gut it up to nut it. Write
gut
that down.
Gut it up to nut it up.
That's smart.
Okay.
So I was, you know, because you got your own talk show.
I do.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You're, now if you keep this up, though, if you turn into a true bro.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get rid of the talk show. You're
yeah,
gonna
I don't want
your
this.
Time. You're going to be the captain of some, like, you know, co-ed kickball and softball.
Whoa,
teams.
I don't want to,
you know,
play sports with a bunch of broads. Why would I do that?
To fuck them, man.
Oh!
To fuck them, man. Come on,
okay.
Man. I thought we were on the same page.
So five is join a co-ed team to
no,
fuck.
No,
no.
You're going to be the captain of the team,
become
man.
Captain.
You're going to be the captain of the team. But until you do that, you're going to start off as a talk show host. That's what you're going to tell them.
All right, cool.
They're going to think... They're gonna think
but I
cool
already do that. I want to lie.
You want to lie?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I want to lie.
You want to... All right, well, that's fine. What do you think?
I don't want to think either.
That's true. I don't know. I don't think you need to lie, man. You don't have to lie. You can take whatever little thing is good about you.
Like my dick.
Right?
Yeah.
Then you blow that out of proportion.
Yeah,
whenever
I do.
You talk to them. That's
but
what
no,
you do.
No bros are blowing it out of proportion because we ain't into that, right?
That's right.
That's right.
We're totally anti-gay.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
From a bro perspective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're doing characters, by the way. Yeah, man, those people are
There's
weird.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got any questions about being a bro?
Oh, I got a lot of questions. So far we got get good at fucking, get out of DC, previous bro experience plus, gut it up to nut it up, and become a co-ed team captain.
You got it. Okay, you're right.
But that's only five steps.
We got more. No, we got a lot more. That's,
yeah.
That's not, we didn't even start fucking yet.
Yeah, how do I get to that level?
All right. Once you're fucking the girl, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is what.
Broads. Or chicks.
Once you're fucking the broad.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. When you're fucking the broad, now, there's different opinions in the bro community.
All right.
About this, but in my opinion, I think you should still always do a good job. I understand you may not see this girl again. You might not care, but
yeah, I don't care.
Exactly. You don't give a shit.
That's right.
But still do a good job because the bro community is a small community and word gets around. You know
okay.
what I mean? You still want to do a good job because these sorority type girls, they all talk to each other.
Yeah, they're on. Hitting your Pinterest boards, exactly. Like small dick
they're
photo.
Because you fuck them inappropriately, man. That's just gonna be on Pinterest.
Yeah.
You know it's gonna be. On
That's
Pinterest.
How Pinterest works. We gotta take it back, man.
Exactly
take it back
right.
to what its original thing was photos of shirtless dudes.
Since you want to do, that's important also.
Yeah, yeah.
That's another
number six.
Yeah,
no homo.
These are tips for everybody. Always no homo.
All right, keep going.
So, yeah, so what I would say is first sex tip while you're having sex is you want to pay attention, okay? It's not that bro of a thing to do, but it's smart in that. Come on, you're going to have, this is enlightened bro stuff, okay?
Keep going.
Whenever you're fucking a girl, okay, you wanna look down
Chick.
Every once in a while. It's not gonna happen. I'm not gonna be able to adjust to it. It's in my subconscious. When you're fucking a chick,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you are. It's awesome, right?
You gotta look at her every once in a while.
Why?
Because you wanna
wait,
look
at where? Where do you
face?
What? Dude, I don't like lady faces. What's wrong? I ain't no gay. I don't wanna look at a lady's face. I just look at butts and abs. Dude's abs. The women's abs are weird.
This guy is good at this character.
Women's.
You're better at the character than me. I'm not a good actor. That's my problem with this. Should I give you sex advice?
All right, so I'm looking at a face, which I never do.
Listen, you can be a basic bro, okay?
Yeah.
You can be just a standard run-of-the-mill bro where
fuck
you're fucking
that.
Everybody.
Yeah.
That's not what you want.
What do I want?
There's more to it than that. You could be you want to be like the best bro. You want to be
what?
You want to be premier bro. You want to be elite bro.
Why?
That's why, because you're talking about starting your own, you know, being on a co-ed team. You want to be the captain of the co-ed team.
Okay.
You can fuck a lot of girls, but you want to have a reputation of fucking them properly.
All right, well, give me a way to fuck a lady properly.
If you want to fuck them properly, you got to look at their face every once in a while.
Ugh.
And then you look at their face, and then if they just like looking back at you when you look at their face, and they're just like, then you got to stop whatever. You got to stop
doing
what
you're doing. So you gave me like an I'm bored look.
You don't want to do that.
But here's my problem, right? Whenever I look at a lady's face, I get bored. So like, how am I supposed to know if they're bored?
You gotta use your instincts, man. If you look at them and then they're like bracing against the wall,
yeah.
Okay, then you keep doing.
Hell
what you're
yeah,
doing, you understand?
Fuck
that's
yeah,
the
I
difference.
Do.
That's
so brace the chicks against the wall.
Hot mic, that was a hot mic. Did you?
And then you're done.
You're not done.
What?
The other thing you need to take into consideration is whether they're gonna wear a condom or no condom.
I don't care. Why would I care?
Well,
I'm a white guy. I'm never going to get AIDS. That's how it works. Yeah, what's up? What's up? Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah, man.
General rule.
And I'm in America.
That's true.
And
yeah,
I'm
no homo.
Dude, no homo. No homo.
There's no homo.
So why do I care about it? Why are you even asking that stupid question? You're not a bro.
You got to play it safe.
I got to play it safe.
You got to play it safe, man. You gotta play it safe.
I didn't join no co-ed captain
no,
team to
man,
be safe.
Trust me, man. You don't want to risk it. Like, you gotta look at the girl and see if she looks clean, right?
Ugh.
She looks clean, you know, well-dressed, then it's okay. You
okay, but
here's
my problem, right? I look at these chicks, I'm like, they're all whores. They're all dirty anyways. Like, you see what I mean? Like, how they're already dirty. What's the deal? How am I supposed to know if they're clean?
You gotta use it.
This is so hard to keep up.
It okay. is. It's
yeah,
impossible.
Fucking
You're
difficult.
Fucking crushing me with your bro attitude.
I went to Catholic school.
You have more. It's funny. It's funny because it's like I think you have more inner bro than I do, and you came out on stage wearing that hat, which is the weird. Here's the weird part. This is the okay. So you were wearing this. I'm not even putting this on my head. You were wearing. I can't even wear this.
Because bros hat. Don't share clothes.
No. You came on stage wearing this hat with a tie on, and you asked me to do this because I go on stage talking about having sex, and yet you've got more inner bro in you. I think you've discovered something about yourself than I do.
Yeah, kick ass.
Yeah, that's the truth. Okay.
It's not a fucking secret. I'm on Pinterest. All right.
This is funny, man.
So I'm looking at a lady's face, and I was like, whatever. I'm wrapping it up because she might be dirty because they're all dirty. What's next?
When you're wrapping it up, you got to decide what you're going to jizz onto. Okay?
Face.
face. That's right. That's one of the options.
Fuck tits. That's another good option.
Right.
That's a good question from the guitarist. How do I know?
That's a good question.
Wait, yeah. A drummer's got a question.
Okay. What's
and ass.
Ass, right?
So I got
stomach
ass.
Also.
What? I what like am I in grade school? No. It's tits, ass, or face.
Yeah.
How do I know? Which one?
Yeah. Well, it's a tough choice. You got to ask yourself, what type of chick are you fucking right now? Okay.
A freak.
Now, so are you gonna? But is the so a lot of bros. This is a controversy in the bro community.
All right.
As to whether or not you're gonna fuck any girl twice, or you're just gonna fuck them once and then never fuck them again.
Yeah, that is a good question.
But I think, again, if you're going to be an enlightened bro, I think you're going to be top of the heap bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to want to keep a lot of you got to want to keep a lot of chicks around.
You
got
to have
around.
A stable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just because you fuck a chick once doesn't mean you can't fuck her again. You keep them, okay?
Oh, keep
yes.
them.
Yeah,
that's
there we go.
A good tip.
That's right.
How do you keep one?
This is the point. Okay. That's why it now you started off saying I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't
man.
Care what the girl's face
I don't
looks
care.
Like. But if you want to have a stable, you need to care.
Oh.
You see, this is exactly I'm trying to take you to the next level. You're a like entry level bro.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take you to enlightened bro.
Okay.
And so you got these girls. There's some girls that you're gonna fuck once.
Yeah.
Some girls.
All of them.
Some girl. No.
What?
Some are gonna be in the stable.
They got sisters.
Oh, man.
Can't I just bang the sisters no. and the cousins and
there's
stuff?
Not a, there's not an unlimited amount of sisters.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not.
Dude, I said I'm white and I'm in America.
But you're only in Arlington now. You're only working
in
Arlington.
Oh, I got to change the rules because I'm in Arlington?
Yeah, this is the bro community. Oh! There's a limited amount
see,
of girls.
See, I'm so you glad see, you're on okay. the show. I had no idea that there was
there's
a limited amount.
Unlimited girls that fuck bros.
What?
That's not how it works.
Are you
sure?
Like,
no, there's like 1,000 sorority type old, you know, bro girls that go with, you know.
Yeah, but
it.
There's like a new 1,000 every month.
Well, no, there's like an extra 100 every month.
No,
you know,
no.
But you don't get to fuck all of them.
Yeah,
though.
I do.
That's
dude, I
good
said
point.
I'm a white male. I get to fuck everything.
I think it's important also to remember when you go out with the other bros.
Yeah, yeah. We do that all the time.
I know. Like, what type of bros are you going out with? Because if these bros are there, you end up with like a real attractive looking bro, real charismatic bro. That's your wingman. You
yeah,
know?
Man.
You go out with him. You got to remember, it's easier because you're going to talk to these girls. He's going to make it easy to talk to the girls, but he's going to fuck the hot girl.
So?
You got to remember.
I can still fuck the hot girl.
No, you don't. No, you can't fuck the
Why
hot girl.
Why can't I?
He's fucking the hot girl.
So we both do it.
Man, look. No.
Dude.
That's rare.
That's
rare.
Not rare. That's nightly.
No, it's rare. That doesn't happen in real life.
All right. I got some questions from our listeners
okay,
at home.
That's good. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. What happens when she wants to see my giant cock, but I don't got nothing?
She thinks you have a giant cock, but you don't have a giant cock?
Yeah, I told her I got a giant cock.
Okay, so now, in this situation, this is going to be you automatically placing this girl in that you're only fucking her once category.
Yeah.
So, in this case, you're going to want to jizz on her face.
Yeah.
You understand?
Because she might go blind and not remember who I am.
Right.
That's good advice.
All right, so I'm fucking rubbing on this chick, and we're at a club that plays club music because right. bros like clubs apparently. Yeah. And we're all like, she's all like, I want to fuck, and I was like, I know, I'm a bro.
Right.
And then we go to her shack because I don't bring no bros home or ladies, whatever. And then she whips out her cock. What do I do? Because it's still a hot chick.
Yeah. Well. I think you gotta leave, man.
What?
Don't you gotta?
But
leave.
How am I gonna
no,
come if I
cut.
Leave?
What do you say?
Only blowjob.
Oh yeah. What about blowjob?
You can get a blowjob.
Yeah,
right?
We
okay,
can.
Get a blowjob.
Hey, hey, listen, chick.
There you go.
That's the smartest
we took
thing.
Advice from a girl.
Some
that
broad
accidental.
Ever said. So you know what?
To do that.
I'm gonna do the opposite.
Gonna
I'm gonna blow that guy, and then fucking make him move.
Man.
And now I got a sweet apartment in Arlington.
This guy's good at improv.
All right. Any parting words of wisdom before we bring on? Oh, one last question.
Oh, we got a question. All right.
This is from a listener at home. How do you last before you blast?
Yeah, that's a tough call.
Because I always was like, I'll go to the next one.
Right.
Fuck
yeah.
it.
That's right. But there's, I guess we got two schools of thought. You're, to me, entry level bro. you just blast whenever you want. You don't give a
dude.
Shit.
What's
up? And then you get up and leave. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll fuck. She's got 1,000 sisters, probably.
Yeah, she does.
But in reality, no girl has 1,000 sisters.
You're a dummy.
Exactly. So you want to last. You got to put your mind on something else, man.
What do I think about?
You know, it depends on what you're interested in. You know, you could, like, name all your favorite bands.
I don't like music.
You. Yeah. Oh, right. Sorry. You could name all your favorite sports.
But then I'll come quicker.
Good at them, bro.
Think about my fantasy team.
That's
who am
right.
I going to trade?
That's why it's called fantasy team.
I know, man.
Yeah, right.
That's nice. Any parting words for the bros at home?
I don't know. I don't know. I think the question is, you know, who you're gonna follow. You got a choice. You can be hardcore, bro.
Yeah, man.
You could be enlightened, bro. It's up to you. What do you? Foodie says he's gonna be hardcore, bro. He doesn't. Yeah. I don't have any parting words.
All right, man. Where's your next show? Because you're gonna bang afterwards, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll be banging afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. So we gotta make the plane feel thick with thousands of sisters. So you gotta tell the people where they can see you and give it up.
Yeah, I'll be like on the patio in like 10 minutes.
Cool. Yeah, so he'll be outside on the patio. You gonna wrap it up? Dude, you're a white guy, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Depends on how clean looking they are. If they're clean looking,
it's dark. Who cares?
You're right, man. I'll follow your advice.
I'll take advice.
You're taking your advice now.
You're gonna die of AIDS. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Sean Joyce!
Okay, bye.
Brian Bosworth's testicles pumping out some sweet DMB. What's up, guys? Yes, doing it. I want to thank Sean because he taught me the right way to fuck. Coming to the stage is Washington, D.C.'s funniest guy / smartest dude, bro, about sports. And I need to know more about sports. So, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for D.C.'s premier sports comedian, Michael Foodie, everybody. Play him on, guys.
Enough!
Hey. I liked how you yelled at these bros, because you're all like, I'm the fucking biggest bro. These guys better shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
All right, man. You were all like, hey, bro, I got this sweet thing I want to read you. And I was all like, I don't want to read. And you're like, all right, I'll read it to you like an infant. And I was like, that sounds cool.
Right. This is some mid-2000s WWE erotica.
Fuck
fan
yeah.
Fiction.
Just bro it up.
He sat submerged in the ice bath, his eyes just cresting the plastic surface, a crocodile. The cold of the water slowly penetrating his swollen body. For Brock, the ache from punishing workouts and endless wrestling slams omnipresent to the point of invisibility. The way we failed to experience the weight of the atmosphere. The cold water devoured this ache bit by bit, leaving it unreplaced. The ache's absence in articulate rightness. Even as he shivered, record needle tremors, he felt grandly perfected. Click, clack, said her stilettos to the floor. Her steps so small and flat that her torsos seemed to hover, not so much walking as scurrying across the floor. Hello, big boy, she giggled at her understatement. Her voice sounded like drowned wind chimes. It tickled their words like strangled mice. Brock exhaled deeply, forcing simmering contrails of mist off the surface of the water. A wild animal snort. She languidly traced her finger through the water, acting out sympathy shiver at the diluted experience of the pure cold. Poor baby, she said. Let me warm you up. Her voice syrupy with lasciviousness. All at once, Brock rose, the water level plummeting and splashing to fill the grand void where he was. He reached out and grabbed her with supernatural quickness and a simian gentleness. He wormed his fingers through the feather-soft wheat-field hair of his then-fictive wife, Sable, and they strolled along her curly avenues, taking the texture of those conditioned, scaly, tangled locks. She was in a skin-tight magenta top, tucked into black exercise suspenders, sized for a Sable 4 years ago. The top sparkled like the broken texture of a sunset Great Lake, large enough to feel the pull of a pregnant white moon, as the lycra giggled in the lava light. Brock bellowed, "Jesus Christ, I had the most awesome workout." And then, "I'll give you a workout." He slowly dragged his arms over her, the massive pink hillscapes wrapped around her head like a vice, the wet, cold goose flesh, a pink star chart. His back had a tattoo that was scary. He sprung like a bear trap, hoisting her legs around the mountains he wore as shoulders. Her hair cascaded down the brute, and he laughed at the feeling against his big, sweat-encrusted thighs. He said, "Your hair feels silly against my thighs." Then he says, "I'll brutalize you if you don't do as I say." And then he says, "You know what I want." And it was true. She could feel it pressing into her face. It seems small, though, only in contrast to the behemoth that it cantilevered from. Less a mighty oak and more a small shrub clinging tenaciously to life above the tree line. And so they danced. They coupled carnally, courting coitus coquettishly, flesh familiar, force-feeding fellatio, frantically finger-fucking. They were born and reborn in spandex and arms veined with tactile transit maps. They were lovers. They were jocks.
That's Brock Lesnar.
That was Brock Lesnar and a lady. He's not done. He deserves more theme music. Put your hands together for Michael Foodie. Hey, band, are you ready? Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh! I think we're going to share a microphone because that's way more homoerotic.
No homo.
It'll be like the spaghetti in Lady and the Tramp, if you know what I mean.
I don't like cartoons because I'm a bro.
That's fine, man. That's
all right, man. Listen, I like sports and all, but you seem to really understand them. What do I need to know about the sweet world of WWE/Ultimate Fighting?
The key to wrestling isn't just athleticism, it's emotion. Oh. You have to tell a story with your body.
What kind of story?
A tragic tale of heroes and villains. A primal story. It's like a cave painting brought to life.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Out of character. How the fuck did you even come up with a cave painting brought to life? Like, was that just in your barrel, like always ready to go?
No, it was just extemporaneously.
All right, I go back into character. You ready?
Yeah, man.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means that there's an animating force in human psychology, right? And that is the struggle to overcome.
Yeah!
And bros like us, we express this through physical dominance. And if we're unable to, we seek proxies, fighting like imagined gods before us.
Yeah.
These grand articulate visions of what it is to be male, they dwarf us even as we aspire to be them. We dress them ourselves up in their outfits like daddy's clothes, the shoes wobbling on our feet.
fucking church, bro. Yo, man, I ain't have no dad because I ain't no homo.
Even homos have fathers, usually two of them, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, bro, I do. My accent got southern all of a sudden. Sorry. It's really hard to keep up this fucking stupid character. Like, I can't believe why we decided to do this. Do we, you have anything to say to that? You actually have something? Okay.
I'm intensely method. I've become this character.
I think I got too many hats on. All right, man. Baseball season just started. Who are your fucking picks to win?
I like the Yankees. They've got a dominating team. They've got all the best sports.
You should fucking pitch this to like fringe festivals, a one man play about sports. This is fucking better than anything I've done tonight. All right, hold on. How do I I can't even come close to topping that. All right. That's not funny, Nathan. You're just high. It doesn't make sense. Fuck. I don't want to end this. I don't want to go out on like me like bending over quietly sobbing in the corner. All right, let me think about it. No, you don't get the mic yet. I need to think of something because you're going to top it anyways. All right, man. So I'm at this game, and this chick, she's all like, I like sports. I was like, no, you don't. But I want to fucking buy this broad a ticket. That's like three more beers I can drink. What do I do?
Tell her you're taking her to a Quidditch tournament. Then jump into a wall and say, oh, we're late.
I don't know what any of that meant. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Harry Potter.
What is that?
It's a book for children.
Why
and
do I
housewives.
Know that? I'm a bro. I don't read.
You gotta read if you wanna breed. Bro Commandment 14:12.
Hold up. We got Get Good at Fucking, Get Out of DC, Previous Bro Experience and Plus, Give It Up, Gut It Up to Nut It Up, Become a Captain of Co-Ed Team, No Homo, Women's Abs Are Weird, and Keep Them Around. And now I got to fucking read to breed? Why? I don't want to fucking breed. Why would I want to breed? I want to breed and leave. Is that right? Is that what you're talking about? I got to read to do that?
In this case, we use breed as a euphemism for jizz, right?
I get it.
In service of the rhyme scheme.
Oh, okay, I get it. All right, what do I got to read?
You got to read the books that hoes like.
What are the books hoes like?
They like Twilight, you know?
All right.
They like Sarah Plain and Tall. They like Harry Potter.
All right, well, I don't think we could top that. Are you a single bro right now?
I'm not broken for, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. All right, man, you probably want to fuck. Where should these broads go to fuck you?
I'll be at the Nightmare Zone in Portland, Oregon on April 21st. See me there.
That is affordable for everyone. So if you want to get some of that foodie jizz, you go to the Nightmare Zone in Portland. Because that's where all the bros go to fuck. Portland. At alt comedy clubs called the Nightmare Zone. He'll be there watching the best team at sports, the Yankees. Play There's No Baseball in Oregon. Fuck yeah. Put it together for Michael Foodie. Bros, you got a song? Ladies and gentlemen, give him your ears and give him your eyes. The whole damn delegation! Clap, please.
How's it going? We're going to try a new song that I was writing earlier while I was listening to this, all right? Thank you once again to you, me, them, and everybody. This is a brand new one. Bambaratanam. Bamberadenam. Let's do this.
Hopped off the plane, visa, fucking teaser. At least 5-6 hours now trapped in the freezer. TSA, my bag, full seizure. No lawsuit, chipped amnesia. They come and get me, freezer. These are the ones that you keep as seekers. And I bet they keep the stun guns in Nisha. They're like, wake up, son, come on, get him. If he shoots, gon' run. Get you got plutonium bombs that you speak them haji tongues. Next one came in twice as tall. Suit the old boy, crisis call. FBI, pro line football. Came up fast and he had no volley. Well, we didn't find any sign of bomb making that name dedicating. You would be a kala soldier. Let me get that, don't sweat that. If I hit it on the mic, you regret that. But they came and let me loose. Took the handcuffs, hit the caboose. Ron on the mic and the delegation grabbed me. Afterwards, we got mad on the back. Cause they didn't know I had bamberata. They didn't know I had bamberata. They didn't know I had bamberata. Oh, they didn't know I had bamberata. Bamberata. Oh, I let it go like. We're doing a pretty lo-fi setup today. Once again, we would like to thank you all for coming out. We are the whole damn delegation. Wonderland, son the plan. When I came through, microphone killed the plan. But you all wondered why. But I had to come through and tell you why the blunder fly. I had to burn and I tend to burn. And I'm rocking a microphone, watch it turn. Delegation got me on my back. If I keep it on track, guaranteed that we'll get those stacks one day. Oh no, I let them all go. But if the cops want to catch me, it's like H-Y. Oh, I get high. Mike turns off, I'll bring it back. It's no stranger to the fuck ups the style. Even though I bring that bamba bamba rata, we gotta stop the song, cause we're changing on this raya. Oh boy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, how y'all feeling tonight? We're the whole damn dog, and I know. Oops. We thought we'd try something new. We're gonna get back to our actual set list now on this. Thank you again. We wrote this song on Valentine's Day. It's cheesy as fuck. But whatever. I can understand the fact is that you've worked backwards and you're kind of out of practice. Tough tit, rough shit, right? The modern day plugged in entrepreneurial type. I bet you work like a stereotype. Every day, never weary at night. What you wearing tonight? It got my eyeballs active. Timeline tell us you were never unattractive. You could walk in off another double. Sweat stain hidden, wouldn't take a lot of trouble. Had your hair wrong, makeup gone. Tired eyes and a vibrant vibe about you. You're alive, no man would doubt you. And a man gotta have a woman about to be devout to. Show me how to keep it on track tonight. In fact, tonight. Off unplugged. Oops. Tonight you're better off. Tonight you're better off. Ooh, girl, you look a bit tense. Was the incense? A back rub is more than make a past tense. Let me get that. Don't sweat that. You've been working since dawn. I respect that. Here, take a nightcap. Too even. You can count cheap on the land in New Zealand. More Cherie, you don't belong to me, but I'll be pining on the day you pick another over me. Now, lights down, I'ma get acoustic. Sucks off, no one saying you stink. Power down, unhook your blue thing. I'll order us a movie, live up for the sushi. We can watch the stars, listening to this, no Bruno Mars. All I ask now is you undivided. Internet not provided, cause tonight. Tonight you're better off unplugged. Tonight. Tonight you're better off. Tonight you're better off unplugged. Tonight you're better off. Tonight you're better off unplugged. Oh boy. Tonight you're better off. Check it out, guys. Hey, sex machine, what you got on that? So we're broing it up tonight, too. They said we wouldn't, but we've got to, right, Evan? I feel at this point we really gotta bro it up a little bit. I'm gonna pop my collar. Tonight you're better off unplugged. Tonight you're better off unplugged. Tonight you're better off unplugged. Tonight you're better off
unplugged. Boom. We're trying to make it work. Yeah, I mean, yeah, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, dog. Black and yellow, we got this. Black and yellow, I'm going to show y'all how to Dougie a little bit right now, right, Sam? No. No, yeah, yeah, let's do this. We this is our new single off our new mixtape. We got it up. You can find it everywhere that you can find mixtapes that's not getting rated. Let's do this. This song called Supersede. We're working on the minimal setup right now. I know y'all wanted that drum kit. Shit. I was this offbeat nerd freak questioning authority, majority, priority, and all these other wannabes. Like, why even try? Oh no. And that's a deep gut doubt, hesitation in the coffers. Critic always cynical of all I had to offer. Phantom of the Opera, standing on the soapbox. Dream of that rock star, pothole Botox. And it's slow-mo to get a stone's throw, wearing concrete steel toes in a deep snow. And every moment I've been spending in the basement, I hear a lot about these other next-gen replacements. Emergency, so good at trying to murder me. I get so smashed so fast, got an urgency. Crash landed, awoke and she was nursing me. Lean close to me, and she said, believing in nothing is rough. We got to start thinking how enough is enough. But there's a reason for the bleeding, supersede to tear it up. Cause now and forever it can never get better, right? Believing in nothing is rough. We got to start thinking how enough is enough. But there's a reason for the bleeding, supersede to tear it up. Now and forever. Your gal in Miss Molly moved out from Raleigh with the border collie Wally. She was film school nerd, late blooming to a body like cut time tapping on a tight timbale. Good golly, Miss Molly, melt a man's heart when she's drawing off a dolly. And she's so self-assured, never too much pride. She's at the 9-to-5, guaranteeing extra smiles. I vibe with the girl like that. And plus, she thinks like the Mayfly Blink. She got a Mae West draw, deep-rooted in the slink of a cadence. She could be burlesque famous. Took it to the Greek spot, chalk it on the Visa. Green tea, hookah bar, menthol, shisha. Outside the show, she told me we should go home, smoke a bowl and dance alone. She said, believe it in nothing is rough. You should get to start thinking how enough is enough. That there's a reason for the blue to supersede and tear it up. Now and forever, it can never get better, right? Believing in nothing is rough. We get to start thinking how enough is enough. That there's a reason for the blue to supersede and tear it up. Now and forever. Oh boy. We take it like old school video game tonight, huh? Might as well just go with it. Evan, you know what I'm talking about, right? We might as well just go with it. Why not? Let's take it back to Atari and, like, Pitfall. She said, you got the day off, unlimited, go live it. And go let the heat trip it and flip it. You're obviously rigid, relax, cause everything's exquisite, and that's a fact. You get in tune with the details, small stuff. Touch the wallpaper, flip a solo cup. Today could be in every second that you save it. If you overcook a meal, you watch it lose all the flavor. So everything in moderation, try to find a good balance, cause it takes a lot of patience. But trust me, you're exactly who you should have been. Take a little comfort now and go and do this thing. And get in tune with yourself, good golly, Miss Molly of this ocean. You, I'll never let go. Oh no, 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 no. Believing in nothing is rough. Believing in nothing is tough. Start thinking how enough is enough. Now I can't stop thinking how enough is enough, right? Oh yeah, man. This is that one. Yeah, let's bro out the solo, dog. Take it back to Nautica. Oh. That was sexy, dog. Come meet me at the cabana in Miami. Okay. Back to the seriousness. And she said, believing in nothing is rough, man. You get to start thinking how enough is enough, right? She said. Bunch of goofballs up here on stage, but we're growing it up. We're growing it up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you kindly. We got one more song, and we're going to try and make the best out of this setup. And that's going to require your help. I know it's a lot to ask. Bands always ask some bullshit when they're on stage. This one's real simple. We're going to tell a story about a friend of ours. A bro of ours. Actually, this is ideal. This is the bro song. So, Evan, hop on this real quick. So, we got this bro we know called Rick. Rick is full on. What's up, Rick? How you doing?
What's up?
So, Rick, he goes out to drink, and he goes and hangs out with people we know. And it's cool. He's all up on the girls. They kind of like him. He's got this thing about him. Although, given how drunk he was, it did not work out. So, it's real simple. Although, given how drunk he was, Now, anyways, that's our lead-in. It's kind of lame. But all I want you to do is when we say although, you respond with given how drunk he was. And we'll take this to the next level. Close it out. We're the whole damn delegation. Come talk to us. We play around here a lot. Thank you once again for everyone who's come out. It's real simple. It goes, although, given how drunk he was, although, given how drunk he was, although. You know he sounded nothing like this, yo. It's Saturday, he's upbeat, he's on his feet, loose, obtuse, breath infused with coconut juice. Now let me introduce you to Mr. Slick Rick. He walked the walk, talked the talk, kind of body the chicken. He's a smooth, chiseled ice pick, picking at this beautifully well-dressed missus, swooning for the kisses. Mr. Suave in this little soiree, his poetry got her going in a hard way. Although, given how drunk he was, although, you know he sounded nothing like this. Kick it. So this motherfucker, I go to his house to hang out. What were we listening to, Evan? I don't even remember. We were listening to like Michael McDonald. Something cool. It was cool. It was smooth. He knows how to treat a bro out. Cause it's Saturday, he's upbeat, he's on his feet, loose, obtuse, breath infused with coconut juice. Now let me introduce you to Mr. Slick Rick. He walked the walk, talked the talk, kind of reminded the chick. Now there's Natalie from Cali 51220 something. Rick here's pumping information, slam dunking, moving real close over pints of good pumpkin. Time to get bones in, jumping right, although, given how drunk he was, although. You know he sounded nothing like this, you might know this one. La-di-da-di, he likes to party, he don't cause trouble, he don't bother nobody, although, given how drunk he was, he wouldn't know. It goes, la-di-da-di, he likes to party, he don't cause trouble, although, given how drunk he was, he wouldn't know. Right, Evan, take it to a bro-ass solo for these guys, huh? Bro'd up, it's like, give me the opposite of Lilith Fair. Put some GHB in it. Let's do this shit. Alright, it's Saturday, he's upbeat, he's on his feet, loose, obtuse, breath infused with coconut juice. One more time here for Mr. Slick Rick. He walked the walk, talked the talk, found everybody's stick. Now he's moving in close, moving for the kill. It's College Park after dark, you know he's gonna chill. And after honey gets him in the spot, he'll be smiling, she'll be going real close, cause she know that he'd be wildin'. Although, given how drunk he was, although, given how drunk he was, you know he sounded nothing like this. Oh, finally. Apparently, we just had to do the bro song the whole time. Well, thank you once again. I'll give it back to you, sir.
The whole damn delegation, everybody. Thank you. Yeah! Chicks are dumb. I agree, because I said it. All right, everybody. It's election year. It's time to get out that vote. Let's Santorum it up. Perry it up. Is Perry still in? Perry still in? Perry's in. We're fucking getting behind Perry. I like handsome bros. You guys are all weird, man. All right. So that was that. That was the fucking bro show. I want to thank everyone. I want to thank the whole damn delegation. I want to thank Sean Joyce for teaching me how to fuck. I want to thank Michael Foodie for telling me that the Yankees are best at sports.
fucking truth. We went to fucking bro church tonight. And if I know one thing, is that bros are the best and there's definitely a God. This was sweet. You've all witnessed, if you're in the room, and if you're listening to a podcast like a real bro, you've just heard You, Me, Them, Everybody Live presents Bros Being Bros, officially sponsored by Pinterest. Hidden parentheses. Fuck you, hipster chicks. We're taking this shit back. Once again, my Pinterest name is YMTE. What does that stand for? Chicks are dumb. Once again, lots of butts, lots of tits, zero faces, bunch of men crying, a bunch of sweet male abs because women abs are weird. Let's all fuck. Thank you for coming and have a wonderful night.